You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Maybe, you know, when we're talking about the three best words you can hear, you won cash is not bad.
Win big money.
You're the winner. I mean, that was
more cash, please.
Words.
Yeah, those are all great.
I was talking with Jeremy yesterday. We were laughing about years ago we did a segment. And we called it Four Words That Mean Trouble. And there's something magical about when you assign people three or four or even two words. In this particular case, we decided it needs to be the three best words you can hear. And I know a lot of people automatically default to something that's kind of filthy. But just not for the radio
Come
show
on.
Today, people. But three words that are maybe the best words you can hear. What do you got for me? You start. What do you got?
One I'm a fan of, and I'm sure many parents are with me. Kids eat free.
See, that's funny because I thought of another one for you and other parents.
Yeah.
Towards early August, that the three best words parents can hear are school starts tomorrow.
Yes. So good. That's music to my ears.
What else you got?
How about Costco is empty? That's what I'm going shopping. And then let's be honest, this is one I actually get a lot. You're so handsome.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, but I say that to you all the time, too. Jeremy, you're so handsome. Look outside the window. Sunny and 82. There's three
sunny
pretty good words.
Okay. All right.
I liked look. Free beer. I like look that.
Free. Okay.
I've got some food ones for you. We're having lasagna.
Solid.
Or mm-hmm. at work, when you walk in and somebody says, I brought donuts, those are solid choices.
New best friend.
Amy from Thornton, where they eat their dead, said, when my husband says he's running late, the music to her ears when he says, I'll make dinner.
That's good.
Solid.
I have two that I think a lot of people will like. I'm not pregnant. And... divorce is finalized.
Kind of have a theme going there.
Mm.
Mark from Aurora, boss got fired.
My zit popped. And Janelle wrote in and said, Magic Mike's pecs.
Marissa's going with paid in full.
That's pretty
time
good.
For bed, says Jennifer. That's pretty good. Why is it that the older we get, the more we really look for? Like, it's honestly becoming one of the best parts of my day is when I'm just grabbing my book and getting into bed at night. That's like, I'm so happy.
It's time, huh? Yeah, it's a good time. I've got, a good night's sleep just came in, so that's good.
There you go.
Add some bacon came in.
Louise says, we have wine. Christine says, let's go out. Ashley goes with, I ordered pizza.
Amanda wrote in and said, grabbing his booty. My goodness.
That's an activity, though. Chelsea's going with, you want Starbucks?
That's good.
Good.
Along those lines, margaritas are ready.
Yeah.
Free from debt just came in.
Rihanna says, free with purchase.
That's good.
Robert says, it's payday.
My pants fit just came in. Here's another one I came up with. Chocolate chip cookies.
Oh,
girl. And then John wrote in and said, Casa Bonita reopens. Must be a fan.
Whatever. Take a call.
All right.
Who's on hold here? It's Heidi. Good morning, Heidi. What are you doing?
Good morning, boys.
No, are those your three?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying good morning.
Darn it. Well, good morning to you.
I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Right after I won Powerball.
Right?
Which will you'll need some time off work for that. That's a good one, Heidi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you for calling us.
I have no idea what you just said. All right,
we
see you later.
Have a terrific day. Thank you.
All I heard was back me, but I'm Bob.
This person is not signing their name. Oh, it's Scott, I think, who went with TGIF. Scott?
And the other one that just came in, Wendy, I'm sorry, I got to bust you. You won Mega Millions, but she wrote O-N-E. You won Mega Millions. No, Wendy. You're doing it wrong.
What else we got here? Nikki goes with 3-day weekend. Is it Alin or Alan? I think it's Alin. It's on me.
Hey!
Mm-hmm.
No taxes, dude. Did you read that one?
I saw that.
That's pretty good.
All right. Stanley Cup champions. That's good. Christine goes with want to leave early.
One more call. Then I'm done with this.
One more call. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right. I get a sense of relief when somebody says, I got you.
I got you.
Meaning,
like
they're going to do the work or whatever?
Like they're going to pay for your
meaning
pizza?
Meaning, like, if you're having a bad day or something's going on and somebody says, I got you.
I got you.
No?
No.
That's the best part of your call.
You do you, Tracy. You do you.
I don't know why, but that kind of made the whole call. You're like, no? Okay.
No, not good.
I like it.
No. We like you.
Tracy, you're the best. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, Tracy.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks for thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. Cameron says charges were dropped.
That's a good one.
Dumb and Jeremy.
Appreciate you hanging out with your boys in the morning. That's Dom and Jeremy here at Mix 100. Coming up in a few minutes, roughly 10-ish, as close to 8:30 as we can get. We will have the spring cleaning cash. Jeremy has been walking around the radio station, and I believe he has stumbled across some cash.
Pretty
somewhere.
Hearty amount at 8:32. I will say that.
Is it?
The places that they're starting to put this money is a bit ridiculous.
Well, after about 2 weeks or whatever, they're like,
you kind of run out of ideas, right?
What do we come up with now? Hey, I want to thank everybody who texted in the three words that are the best three words you can hear.
Yeah, funny.
Especially the people who made us laugh with the stuff that we can't put on the air. Thank you for that. Speaking of words like that, I've got to tell you quickly something that happened to me, and I don't understand. I was trying to buy, and I'll just go ahead and name the company. It was Apple. I was trying to buy an Apple gift card to send to my son. And, you know, there's a place on there when you buy it online because they email it to them, right? It's just an e-gift card thing. Yep. So I was in there, and I was trying to buy the gift card. And there's a thing where you can do a message to go along with it. So I can't remember exactly what I said, but I was just kind of poking fun at something, and I used the word crap.
Okay.
And then when I went to, like, pay for it, it wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't move. And it took my message, and it highlighted the whole thing in red as if there was some sort of error. And I was like, oh, do I need to keep all of this on one line or something or whatever? Mm-hmm. So I went back and changed it. No, it still is red. And finally, I thought, they can't be censoring me with the word crap. Surely, it's my gift card. It's my e-message. Mm-hmm. I could have said a lot worse than that.
Yeah, but it's still a naughty word, supposedly,
so
right?
So I went and I edited it, and I took out the word crap, and everything went through, and it was fine.
Fine. Yeah, I looked up crap. It is flagged as vulgar slang when you search it on Google. Something of extremely poor quality, excrement, defecate.
I will say that I always thought of Apple
poor
as
poor in quality.
Kind
Were
of
you referencing
forward-
an Apple product when talking about the crap?
Mm,
Oh.
Now, wait a minute. Yes, but Apple didn't know that.
Why? We have the because AI now. Apple's got AI.
All I said was something along the lines of this will help you get that new laptop since your last one was crap. That could have been a Windows machine.
Maybe it was thinking that you were talking about their laptops as crap. So like, oh, no, you didn't.
But I didn't.
But you did.
My point is, how can they, on my message,
they know,
censor what I'm saying?
Well, they don't you to say that their products are crap. Why would they want to send that out and say our products are crap?
But I didn't say your products are crap. I said, Dominic, your last laptop was crap.
It associated laptop with crap. That's why.
I don't like being censored by anybody.
But crap is really quite tame.
That's another point.
It's so tame.
Is that that bad of a word? If we can say it on this radio show...
Crap should be fine.
Huh. We're going to start getting a ton of text messages from people.
As to why you can't.
Or they're going to say, you know, in our house, we don't use that word. And Dom, I'm very disappointed in you.
I'd move out of that house immediately.
Well, that house is crap, man.
Yeah. It's a crappy house to live in.